Hello, everybody. Hold lit this microphone. Look at this microphone. It keeps going back and forth. What am I supposed to do here?
And we should tell everybody. We should tell everybody that because of Ion Homecoming, we're not down in Slough House today. We're actually at the house of Dolores Larrigan doing the show live today.
I know. It's a special day. Yeah. Does she know we're here?
No, because she was in the parade. We just snuck back.
We got her. You know what this is? This is the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show.
Coming to you live from Dolores Larrigan's house.
Oh. Hey, do you think...
You know who we could have done the house from?
Teresa Avila.
There you go.
We should have gone over to her house. Maybe we should go over there
closer than Dolores.
I know. So, with Teresa Avila, do you think... She's a nice lady. You don't think she'd get mad at us for just showing up?
Maybe next time, next year for Ion Homecoming.
All right. You know, I'll talk to Angie, her daughter, and we'll see if we can arrange something.
I want to get out to the picnic ground, so let's get this.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody. This show's being brought to you by the Davis Ranch and Slough House, blah, blah, blah. No, this is important because you know what? That sweet corn is planted. There's a whole bunch of other things that are planted, and they're getting ready. There's still some produce being sold, and if you're interested and you want to make the trip, you can always call first at 916-682-2658 or visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com. They're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where their produce is as fresh as it gets. Ooh, that's good stuff. Yeah. That is, that's got to be one of the best markets there ever was, so to speak.
Ever will be.
Yeah.
Best there was, and best there ever will be.
Could ever be. Could be there ever was.
Yeah.
Something like that. Hey, I wonder how that parade went up in Ion.
One of the announcers, the assessor guy, his stepbrother rode his bicycle in the parade, and Leland, and everybody was really happy with it.
Oh, but that went, I hope it went pretty well, because Leland, I guess he's really looking for, who's he the stepbrother of?
The assessor, the guy up at the...
No, I think it might be the sheriff he's the stepbrother of.
Could be.
We got to talk to him. The assessor and the sheriff. Who do you think's the better golfer between those two? I'm going to have to say...
We play some music.
We should play music, huh? Well, hey, if we're going to play music, I want to start off with Merle Haggard this week. I just got a feeling. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
I could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know the way I feel. Hey, take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Hey, listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yes, sir. My mind ain't nothing but a total blank. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Yeah.
Liked to hear Johnny Cash, I'm sure. As a matter of fact, I wonder if we got a request from Teresa Avila. You know, she lives, you're right. I think, does she live in the...
Don't be saying where she lives.
I know. You know who would know would be the assessor. And you know who else would know would be Angie, her daughter. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said, Angie, oh, by the way, I saw Angie. You know where I saw her? At Father Relihan's 100th birthday. They had the 100th birthday.
When was that?
It was, let's see, last...
Was it Wednesday?
Thursday. May 11th. Wow. 100 years. So, 100 years ago in Ireland, on May 11th, 1923, Father Relihan was born in County Kerry. And here's a question for you. How long do you think he's been living in Ione, is the pastor in Ione? I'm going to tell you.
30 years.
40 years.
40 years.
Started in 1983.
40.
That was near where the last year of the Ione High School was.
It was 83, I think.
83, yeah.
Alumni dinner tonight. Ione High School.
Are they really?
73 gets their 50-year pin, I hear.
73? Were people even born back then, other than Father Relihan? 73? Holy smokes. Well, anyway. All right. I wanted to talk about Amateur Plumbing, but I want to play Charlie Rich first.
Okay.
Hey, would you quit moving stuff around over there while I'm talking?
Well.
What is that you're moving?
Because I don't want Dolores Larrigan to come home and get mad at me. So I'm just trying to leave everything the way it was.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's play this Charlie Rich. But you want to go see what's in her refrigerator?
Yes. Just for fun. I'm thirsty.
All right. Here's a little Charlie Rich, and we'll be back in just a moment on KVGC Radio, M1340, FM96.5.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk. Lord, don't they love to talk. But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. My baby makes me smile. Lord, how she makes me smile. Never far away or too tired to say I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Behind closed doors.
Tonight, while the snowflakes are falling, here in my dreams I can see the white cherry blossom of Shawmut, where I walk with Anna Marie. Anna Marie, Anna Marie, my heart remembers and sighs. Sebu, Sebu, Miami Boku, I miss you, Anna Marie. My love was pledged to another, but I knew as I crawled across the sea, that I'd never love any other as I love my Anna Marie. Anna Marie, Anna Marie, my heart remembers and sighs. Sebu, Sebu, mi ami boku, I miss you, Anna
Gosh, that was delicious. Okay, just to let everybody, you know what she had in her refrigerator?
It wasn't Ole.
It was hams, of all beers.
I didn't think
Dolores Larrigan
would drink hams. I thought she'd be more of an Ole.
I person. Thought so, too.
But it was good.
But you know what she also had in there? She had a little produce from the Davis Ranch in Slough House. Oh, good for her. At least I think that was what it was. Hey, but you know what else?
What's that?
I need to mention that Amador Plumbing, if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. I almost forgot the number. There's also a San Andreas number, too. But if you need any plumbing jobs, they'll come out and they'll give you a free estimate, be out there right away, and they get the job done right. That's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204.
Right on.
Okay, hold on. You know what? I got an idea. Let's take a little break, but...
Okay.
Before we do, I saw something
these
else
hams
in there.
Makes me sleepy.
I saw something else on the shelf over there that would go good with these hams. Oh, no, it's good. They are the best potato chips ever.
Oh, okay.
But let's not leave any crumbs so she doesn't know we were here. Okay, we'll be right back on KVGC. Wait, leave that there. I'm going to get that too. We'll be right back on KVGC Radio. I am 1340 FM 96.5. Hello, everybody. It's the second half of the first half of the Gold Country Old Country Radio Show. Hey, going on, I think it's the chili contest.
Yeah, I think you got to get
is that going on?
Chili in by noon. Let me see here. I got that.
Who does she
it
say
says,
the judges are?
Bring crock pot of chili and or bowl of salsa to hall by 12:30.
You're a good reader.
Judging begins at 1 p.m. Sampling after, let's get the show done and get over there and get that monetary donation appreciated for samples.
Is it mandatory or just appreciated? If it's
monetary,
if it's just appreciated, we're going. If it's mandatory, I'm not sure we can afford it.
Monetary donations appreciated.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's take some of the Ole here.
We have no Ole. We're stuck with hams.
Oh, well, then let's take this hams. Maybe they'll take that as a monetary donation. But
no, yeah, because
that would
you
be
know
stealing.
Who's in charge of it?
Dolores Larrigan. Yeah,
and
she'd
she'll
know
see when we get there.
Huh. All right. Well, then let's. I got an idea. Want to play some Charlie Daniels?
Let's do it.
And then we'll figure out what we're going to do.
Okay.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340 FM 96.5.
Saigon. I am still in Saigon. In my mind. The ground at home was covered with snow, and I was covered with sweat. My younger brother calls me a killer, and my daddy calls me a vet. Everybody says I'm someone else, and I'm sick, and there's no cure. Damned if I know who I am. There was only one place I was sure when I was still in Saigon. Still in Saigon.
That song reminds me of, there's a guy up at the radio station, Joey Giddy. He coached the baseball team, the JV baseball team. Is that what they're talking about? Hey, Joe. Was there, and you know what the other coach's name is? I think it's Mo. Joe and Mo. Maybe it's not. I think it's Chris, actually.
I think it's Steven.
Yeah. You know who would know? Teresa Avila would know. Is it Stephen?
Yeah. Stephen Casillas.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Teresa, I was going to
ask. Calling him Chris?
I was wondering why he was looking at me funny. Hey, Chris. And he wouldn't answer me either. Gee, I hate when I do that.
Good thing he didn't pull a... Remember when... well, on the Joe on the Jim Rome show, when
Chris Everett?
It wasn't Chris Everett. It was
what was Everett's? Jim.
Jim
Everett.
He kept calling him Chrissy. And he got up.
You know, that kind of made his career.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a cheap way to make a career. Personally, it's not like he worked hard the way you and I do on this
kind
show.
Of broke my heart, though.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's kind of too bad. You know. It would break your heart. So, you want to play that Don Williams song about that? Is that where you're getting to?
That's where I'm getting to.
All right, on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Coffee black, cigarette. Start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. In the night, a willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die.
the men all hope you are. But if you go too far, you're gonna wear the scar of a woman rated X. And if you're rated X, you're some kind of go with even men turn and see or try to make. But I think it's the wrong way to judge every picture if a cheap camera makes a mistake. And when your best friend, the husband, says to you that you started looking good, you should have known he would, and he would have been good, and he will if you rated it. Wise women don't have a chance, cause if you've been married, you can't have no fun at all.
Ooh, boy. This show's getting kind of racy.
Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't know that. And, okay, by the way, during that song, I could listen off in the distance. I found some more things to eat here.
Settle down.
I know, but this is like the best show ever.
If we hurry up, we can get back to Ione. We'll get some
Let's get some Oli. You know, this hams, it's okay, but it gives me headaches.
Give me heartburn.
So let's do that.
But it's free, so.
Hey, let's take another look in the kitchen. I think there's a pantry out near the garage. Let's go check that out, too, during this break. Is that all right? On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5. Hello, everybody. I'm here. Earl, he's just getting back from, he was scouting out stuff, see what else is in this
house. You're making it like we're robbing our house.
I know, but I didn't, this is kind of a nice place. I mean, a little surprised.
We're just lucky that Dolores Larrigan told us we could be here.
I know.
You're acting like we're robbing the place.
You know what we'll do? You know that pack of Lay's potato chips you just ate?
Yeah.
I'll go get some of the store. We'll put it back. Is that all right? And as far as the hams go, we can't replace it with hams, but we'll put Oli back there. I think she'll be happy about that. And then, you know what?
Maybe.
We'll tell her it wasn't us, that it was somebody else.
Yeah.
Just a little white lie.
A little white.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Tell a little white lie and then multiply by 10, and then that's how a heartache begins. Mix some flowers he bought with a date he forgot to attend, and then that's how a holiday begins. I know about heartaches, I know all the mistakes that young love can make. I've made them, so let's still be friends to the soft violin. I'll listen while somebody plays them. Called his number in vain, again and again he's not in. But then, that's how a heartache begins. I know about heartaches, I know all the mistakes that young love can make. Listen while somebody played them. Call his number in vain, again and again he's not in. But then, that's how a holiday begins. That's how a holiday begins.
I'm out late every night, doing things that ain't right, and she'll cry for me. When I'm down in the dumps, and she nurses my lumps, how she cries for me. And she'll never complain, she keeps hiding the pain. But I know all the while she's not feeling too well, 'cause I put her through hell, still she forces a smile. She's got to be a saint, Lord knows that I ain't. I finally realize right before my eyes, here is a saint. There's a dress in the shop that'll make her eyes pop, but she'll look away. She'd have gotten a lift if I'd bought her that gift for her birthday. But her birthday has come and I feel like a bum, 'cause I spent my last dime on a worthless old friend on a drunken weekend. I've done it time after time. She's got to be a saint, Lord knows that I ain't. I finally realize right before my eyes, here is a saint. Should I stay, should I go? Really don't know, my mind's in a blur. Soon it's gonna be dawn, and if she finds me gone, would it be best for her? I see her cry in her sleep, so I kiss her wet cheek. I kneel by her and pray, and I'll turn off the light, step out in the night, and I'll go on my way. She's got to be a saint, Lord knows that I ain't. I finally realize right before my eyes, here is a saint.
Yeah, you know, I'm not exactly sure what that song means, but it did remind me of There Is a Saint in Ione. Just about, I would say it would be, have to be Father Relihan, because he's been 100 years old. And, you know, he's a little on the frail side, but he's still sharp. Oh, you know who else was at the birthday party? It was attended by people from all around the world. Well, meaning Ireland. There were a bunch of, some of his relatives.
Wow.
Mostly nieces. I talked to one lady. She was from Dublin. And Father Relihan, he was from Kerry. But anyway, it was nice of them to be visiting.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Is Kerry a big town, a little town?
Kerry is a county, and he was from this small town. And, he, you know, he is still a member of the golf course there called Ballybunion. Mm-hmm. And Ballybunion's considered one of the top 100 golf courses in the world.
Really?
Yeah. You know who played there?
Father Relihan.
Father Relihan. You know, now, you know who he took playing there with him? He took Rich Curran and Kennedy.
Really?
You know what Rich told me? He said he didn't like the course. It was, like, too windy and too rolling. I said, come on, Rich.
You know who would have liked to have gone?
Who's that?
That assessor up in Amador County.
Oh, he would. Yeah, without a doubt.
He went to Ireland with Father Relihan once.
Did he really?
I think so.
Huh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's a new one to me. I think Father Relihan told him that he would get him on that course. Hmm. Huh. I wonder if I could get on that course.
Probably.
Do you care?
Let's get on course.
All right. Hey, but
let's get back on course.
Okay, back on course means I want to remind everybody that if the Davis Ranch and Slough House has pretty much everything planted, and it's going to be coming up pretty soon. And you know what? They have produce there right now. If you want to know what they have, you can visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com, or you can call and you can listen to the message at 916-682-2658. They're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. And I think that's what we have. Let's play the Roger Miller song you have there.
Okay.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
When the TV won't work, and your toys fall apart, and you have a sad feeling deep in your heart, you want to go out, but it's raining out there, I want you to know I care. I care. I do. There's no one like you. When they take you someplace and you sit in a chair, I want you to know I care. When you tell a big lie and your parents are mean, when being grown up is a faraway dream, when they're filling your teeth and cutting your hair, I want you to know I care. I care. I do. There's no one like you. I mention your name when I'm saying my prayers. I want you to know I care. When you have a bad cold and you can't go out, when you sit for a week with that thing in your mouth, when you sleep in the dark and there's something out there, I want you to know I care. I care. I do. There's no one like you. And sometimes I act like a grouchy old bear. I want you to know I care. I love you too much.
Sally used to carry my friends to school.
Sally was a big old girl.
Didn't my homework cause I was a fool.
Sally was a good old girl.
When I want a kiss or a little bitty squeeze, Sally's always willing and she did her best to please. A girl made to love and not made to tease.
Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. No matter what the request, Sally gave it her best. Sally was a good old girl.
Well, her folks was poor, but she helped all she could.
Sally was a good old girl.
The hardest working woman in the neighborhood.
Sally was a good old girl.
She walked up and down the streets all day, selling neckties to the ones who would pay. If you didn't have the money, then she'd give them away.
Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. What the request, Sally gave it her best. Sally was a good old girl.
She was a favorite of all the men.
Sally was a good old girl.
All the girls despised her then.
Sally was a good old girl.
Women talked about her, but Sally didn't care. She kept on working and doing her share. She wound up married to a millionaire.
Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl.
Okay, guess what I just did? I cleaned up this whole area. Dolores is, we're going to know we were here. You know why?
Why?
See those, what used to be ham scans?
Yes.
Look, they're oily now.
Oh.
She's. I hope that doesn't.
Where'd you get the cans?
You know, I found those cans in the back of the water truck.
Oh.
They're kind of old. They're so old that you need the church key to open them.
Really?
They don't have the pull tab. So anyway, hope she doesn't get irritated with us. Anyway, oops. Gosh, look what
now
I just did.
I knocked
one of the cans over.
We're almost done. We only have a couple more
cans. Gosh, we're going to hope we don't have to clean them. Hey, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
How many years is it that she has been in the parade, Dolores? Is it? It's a lot of years. You know who would know? The sheriff. I wonder if we could get him. Oh, you know what the sheriff's doing out there today? He's going to be in the dunk tank.
He might be there right now.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't get the assessor in the dunk tank. He wouldn't be very good.
No one would throw it.
What do you mean? The line would be about 2 blocks long.
You think so?
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, so what do we got here? You want to take a little break?
Yeah.
Me too. On, what is this, KVGC Radio? AM 1340, FM 96.5. Hello again, everybody. It's still the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show. Okay, now you have the water truck sitting out there aimed at the gate so we can get out of here fast. You want to go out to the homecoming?
Yeah.
I want to go out there, too.
I want to see. They've got a beer garden. I want to see what kind of beer they're growing there.
Now, I have a question for you.
I want to see how they're growing beer.
The beer garden. Yeah, how do they grow beer?
I don't know, but that's we need to have one of our own. Just think about that. We've got a patch of ground behind the bunkhouse. We could have our own beer garden.
But, you know, we keep...
Where do you get the seeds?
No, it's what you do is you put those beer cans in, and every year we plant those beer cans, but I realize why they don't grow. We've been planting them too deep.
I think they're grabbing Coors at the Ion Homecoming.
Oh, really? I like Coors.
I think that's what they're doing, yeah.
Okay, now, the question for you is, one of the greatest events ever in the history of little fairs or homecomings events, town events... I swear, one of the greatest events ever is the candy drop.
I know.
Are they doing that today?
Yeah.
Do they have one for people our ages?
They got a ball drop.
A ball drop? Really?
Yeah. I don't understand what that is, but that's this afternoon, too. I
hope it's not a bowling ball.
No. I think it's a ping pong ball. You got to wear eyewear, it says.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, that is so much fun to watch. In case you're listening, and it probably hasn't happened yet, but an airplane flies over the baseball fields at Howard Park, and they drop all sorts of candy, and the kids are picking up candy with bags. One year, do you remember that year? It was really windy, and they were dropping it over one of the baseball fields, and it ended up over on the soccer fields. Yeah. It was so windy. Oh, parents are trying to stop the kids from running. Oh, that was so much fun to watch. It was wild. It was so wild that I have a song for it. Can you play this one?
I'll do it.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340 of 96.
About the wild side of life, as I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. Because there always was was the man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
In a lonely shack by a railroad track, I spent my younger days. And I guess the sound of the outward bound made me a slave to my wandering ways. Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. I was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind.
You know who I think might have enjoyed that song? I think Teresa Avila. I hope she did. We need to ask Angie, her daughter.
What's a good song?
Yeah, what she likes. And then, you know, we'll play it for her. Yeah, because apparently Teresa listens to this show once in a while.
Really?
Or maybe more than that.
Good.
That'd be multiple times in a while rather than once in a while. Is that right? Multiple times in a while.
Yeah, let's play a couple of songs and get out there. I want to get back.
Okay, and there was something. Oh, yeah. And then I want to tell you about Amador Plumbing, but we'll do that after these two songs. On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5.
Our little boy is 4 years old and quite a little man, so we spell out the words we don't want him to understand, like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-E will be going away. I love you both and this will be your H-E-double-L for me.
Oh, I wish that we could stop this D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Watch him smile, he thinks it's Christmas or his fifth birthday. And he thinks C-U-S-T-O-G-Y spells fun or play. I spell out all the hurting words and turn my head when I speak. Cause I can't spell away this hurt that's dripping down my cheek. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-E will be going away. I love you both and this will be pure H-E-double-L for me.
Stop from thinking. You found out that it was not the thing to do. There's no reason to be sobbing. It won't stop your heart from throbbing. Stop and think just why he left you there so blue. If you see you were mistaken, never again you'll be forsaken. Can't you see he wants to do the thing that's right? Let him know if you're still grieving. If you are, he'll soon be leaving. Let him know and he will be right there tonight. Can't you see he wants to do the thing that's right? There's no reason to be sobbing. It won't stop your heart from throbbing. Let him know and he will be right there tonight.
Well, that was a nice way to end things here on this really nice day. It gives us time to get out to Howard Park.
Yeah.
And it also gives me time to tell everybody that if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, need them done right away, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. And the owner there, Frank, he has enough trucks and enough guys to have somebody out there right away. And when they come out right away, they'll give you a free estimate, and they do good work. They'll get the job done right.
And?
Yes.
The corn's coming up.
Oh, it is coming up.
Going to be there soon.
You see how straight those rows are?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they know what they're doing out there. And that's fresh produce.
Is that done with a laser?
No. You know, some of those modern planters, they do drive themselves.
Really?
But those guys are so good about planning. Wow. They plan it awfully straight. So thanks to the Davis-Ranson Slough House on Highway 16.
And we also have to thank
Dolores Larrigan
for letting us use her house.
I know. This is very nice. Yeah. You know, I think she would be okay with us coming out. I don't think she would want the assessor coming out, though.
No.
But he's doing the announcing the parade, so that'll be okay.
No, that's done and gone.
Yeah.
He's probably out at the picnic grounds throwing balls at the sheriff.
Yeah. I wonder if he is.
Underhand, probably.
You know who we could find out? We could check with Teresa Avila and see if she knows where he is. So anyway, thanks, everybody, and we'll talk to you all next week on KVGC Radio, M1340 FM 96.5.